Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your As an Edge afternoon market update. And corn was mildly mixed, to say the least, today. May corn at 436 and a half, down a quarter cent. July at 449 and a quarter, up a quarter cent. And December at 471, up a quarter cent. Brazilian corn planting is seen at 97% done for their second crop, which is their main crop. Soybeans feeling a little harvest pressure. Brazil is 63% done with their harvest. That compares to 62% a year ago. May soybeans at 1188 and a quarter, down a dime. July at 1202 and three quarters, down 9 3/4. New crop November 1181 and a quarter, down 9 1/2. Moving on to the soybean oil, 48.79, down 63, while May meal at 331.80, down 290. Spring crush 78.50, down 325. New crop 107.50, up 50 cents. Wheat did perform a little bit better. We did see global wheat prices, particularly export prices out of Russia, rise. Also, wheat futures in Paris were higher on some moisture concerns and some other weather issues. May wheat in Chicago, 542 and a quarter, up 13 and 3 quarters. May Kansas City, 577, up 10 and 3 quarters, while May Minneapolis at 655 and 3 quarters was up 4 and a quarter. May rice at 1779, down 3. May cotton, 94.57, up 63. July at 94.26, up 67. New crop at 83.81, up 13. They did finish noticeably off the best levels of the day. June live cattle at 185.25, that's up 165. May feeders, 259.20, that is up 320. June hogs at 102.97, up 50 cents. April milk, 16.16, up 15. And May orange juice, 360.45, down 10 full cents. That's limit down. Crude oil, 82.25. That's up 167. This is our third close above the $80 level. Iraq is seen cutting their exports along with better energy demand globally, pushing crude higher. May diesel at 275.64, up 6 cents a gallon. Unleaded 273.62, up just about 3 cents a gallon. Natural gas also firmed a little bit at 183. That was up 5. Gold at 21.63, up $1.80. Silver 25.24, down 14 cents. The dollar a little higher on interest rates, moving up a little bit. 103.62, that is up 19. Stocks generally firmer on the day, but we did finish noticeably off the best levels of the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 38,790, up 75 points. S&P 500, 5150, that is up 32 points. NASDAQ Composite, 16,103, that's up 130 points, or a little more than 0.75%. And looking at interest rates, the 2-year at 4.72 unchanged. The 10-year at 4.33 up 2 basis points. That 4.34 to 4.35 area is the recent high, and we're pressing up against that. There is a Fed meeting this week, and that is adding to a little bit of nervousness. The 30-year at 4.45 up 3 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from sunny but a little bit chilly Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.